Music for you on monitor, Let the Sun Shine In by James Last. Monitor for Saturday night and the Aquarian Age with me, Murray the K. And I want you to know, in case you're mixed up about time, that daylight saving time does not end this weekend. It's next weekend. However, Sunday's going to come on Tuesday according to the new establishment. And I wonder what calendar they're going by.
Thank you.
Come on Tuesday, the new establishment. Murray the K here telling you that you're listening to us on Monitor. So maybe you've heard me mention the fact that I've done a lot of work with teenage gangs in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn here in New York. It's an incredibly tough neighborhood and not exactly the location that I picked to film a motion picture. It will be done, though, and one of the principals involved in this film is our next guest. And I'm very anxious to hear what he says about it in this interview with reporter Betty Grobley in Washington.
Pat Boone is primarily, of course, we all know, been known for his music. Now it's going to be a departure in your career, isn't it?
Well, in a way, first I branched into various forms of business, which is what brings me to Washington, but I am going to New York to start work on a film. Of course, I've made films before, but this is a very dramatic kind of a film.
And what is it?
It's called The Cross and the Switchblade, and it's based on the true life adventures of David Wilkerson. He wrote the book by that same title, and it's been a tremendous bestseller. It's sold over 5 million copies in paperback, just sort of quietly and steadily over the last 6 years. Now, he's so busy living his own story and chapter by chapter that he doesn't have time to, you know, do a movie about his life. He's too busy living it. So I'm going to portray Wilkerson in this film, and we'll be in New York in the streets of the Bedford-Stuyvesant area. You call it the Bed-Stuy-Sick. It's known as about the most dangerous neighborhood in the country, and the police actually are begging us not to film in that area, but we believe if God can look after and protect David Wilkerson himself, a lone man for 10 years where he's been living this story, that he can look after us for 6 weeks while we tell it on film.
Is this going to have some special relevancy for kids?
Well, it's all about kids. It's about young people. That's why Wilkerson went there in the first place, was to try to reach teenagers who, and even sub-teens, who were already addicted to dope, who were already part of teenage gangs, who were committing all kinds of crimes, teenage prostitutes. And he's had a phenomenal success in reaching and rehabilitating and changing lives. And that's what this story is all about. It has a lot of the same elements as a film like Blackboard Jungle or Easy Rider, a lot of the films that you see today. But instead of a downbeat sort of negative acceptance of these things, ours has a positive thrust because the story concerns itself with the way young lives have been changed for the better through an organization called Teen Challenge, which tries to get kids and successfully turn kids off of dope, off of crime, and out of the street gangs, and into a positive relationship with God and an acceptance of their own potential as human beings and citizens in a society. And there are now thousands of kids all over the country, because Teen Challenge centers now exist in most major metropolitan areas all over the country, and now in Paris, London, Tokyo. There are thousands of kids who, you know, should have been dead or in jail now that are not. They're businessmen.
Pat Boone, you really have sort of a reputation, or at least an image, of being a goody-goody man out in Sin City, Hollywood. How do you think doing this kind of a role is going to be accepted, and why did you do it?
Well, I think people, I will be more believable in the role than most.
Why do you think so?
Well, because people have an idea about the kind of life I live and what I believe in anyway. So as I portray David Wilkerson, people will, I think, tend to associate me with the role and the things that he has said and done more quickly, because they'll be saying, well, Pat Boone would say these things too, perhaps, in the same kind of situation. Even if they don't respect me as a person, we'll say, well, he's Wilkerson's guy.
But you're a law-abiding citizen, aren't you?
Yeah.
And yet you said the law said that they will not protect you in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section, and yet you're going in there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, they
aren't
won't forbid
plotting?
Us. No, they won't forbid us to go into that area. It's just that they can't guarantee us any kind of security.
Pat Boone, let me change the category for just a moment. You singing?
Oh, yeah. Brand new record called Good Morning, Dear on Tetragrammaton. I think it's one of the best I've made in quite a while.
How does it go?
You want me to sing it for you without music?
One or two bars.
Were the nights any sweeter, the mornings any cooler when she was here? Or was her mind just accustomed to hearing good morning, dear?
Should I still feel all the sunshine that remembering brings to mind with my thoughts of her? Lord, we both know things would never, ever be the way they were. And little girl illusions built a wall of confusion between right and wrong.
Pat Boone, and we'd like to make a comment about Pat's venture into Bedford-Stuyvesant without the protection of the police. What's more important, I think I speak from experience. I know Pat, and we're good friends, and I had most of my shows with the Supremes and all of the groups starting in 1959 for, I guess, 9 years, where we drew mostly from Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn. And we did a lot of work with the people in the Bedford-Stuy section of Brooklyn. And all I can say is that if he's going in there without the knowledge or without the cooperation up front with either the Bed-Stuy gangs or the community of Bed-Stuy, where they know about it, they're going to participate in it, and they acknowledge it, and they welcome him there, he's going to run into a lot of trouble that that may cause a lot of problems. Because Pat hasn't really been connected in soul music or with that group at all. And I think it would be wise for him to take a little trip, as I did, and get to the people in Bed-Stuy and make it a cooperative effort, because I think they will cooperate if they know they're in for a little bit of the action. And you just heard it from Pat Boone here on the Monitor Beacon. Murray the K here with you, and we've got a brand new Monitor pick hit of the week, and we want you to hear from Neil Diamond, who writes his own material. He's had a lot of hits, and this one, it looks like it's going to be one. It's called Holly Holy, coming up.
Sing a song. Call a song the bell and ride on a song.
Pick of the Week from Neil Diamond, Holly Holy, for you on NBC Monitor, Murray the K. And telling you next, Capitol Hill Monitor. Now here's Paul Duke in Washington with a profile on the new representative in Congress from Alabama.
There was a time when the Alabama congressional delegation was composed mainly of liberal Democrats. Now its makeup is primarily conservative Democrats and Republicans. And the newest conservative is Walter Flowers of the 5th District embracing Tuscaloosa. Democrat Flowers is 36 years old and remembers well the fight over desegregating the University of Alabama.
In 1956, when the Offering Lucy episode, I guess, occurred at the University of Alabama, I was president of student body and had a very personal knowledge of the situation that existed there, and viewed in the current light of what goes on college campuses, what was reported to be a terrible disturbance at the University of Alabama in February 1956, pales by comparison to the smallest type occurrence of today.
Flowers was born at Greenville, Alabama, and he got his law degree as well as his undergraduate degree at the University of Alabama. He also was a graduate student in international law at the University of London. But other than that, he stayed in Alabama, practicing law, being a civic leader, and espousing the cause of states' rights.
I'm concerned about the loss of states' rights, as I guess a whole lot of people from my section of the country get credit for being states' rights. I believe that I am, philosophically and sincerely. I think that government can be most responsive and serve best when it is closest to the people.
But even though the Democratic Party's strongest faction is Northern liberals, he believes the party still is big enough to embrace those of different views.
If there's one thing about the Democratic Party that has been good, and I hope can continue to be good, is that it's big enough to contain all sorts of political philosophies and a wide spectrum of political feeling. Obviously, mine would be of a conservative nature and representative, I hope, of the people in my district, and I sincerely believe that I am. The others, of course, that are just as strongly bent in the other direction, and they feel that they're likewise representative of the people in their district.
He was and is a supporter of George Wallace and believes the Wallace entry into last year's presidential campaign was a good thing.
I think George Wallace did a great deal for our nation in the 1968 elections. He focused the attention of a whole nationwide audience on some problems that were besetting us then, and most of them still are. And he served a very vital function then and got about 10 million votes.
Flowers likes it in Congress, but he wishes the people he meets in Washington wouldn't dwell so much on racial matters.
It's sort of disappointing to some extent, honestly, to let it be known that you're from Alabama. And immediately, what they want to ask you about is the race issue. And it's really not the thing that permeates everything we do and think in the South. We're concerned about economics. We're concerned about getting more and better jobs for all of our people without looking at whether the people are black or white.
The new representative from Alabama's 5th District, Democratic Congressman Walter Flowers. This is Paul Duke for Monitor on Capitol Hill.
Thank you.
Sid Raymond with Stiletto. Reminds me of a private detective I used to know whose one ambition was to make a lot of money and become independently stealthy. Sorry about that. Murray the K here, and I'm awfully easy to shadow. You can follow me anywhere in the U.S. of A. by turning to monitor and tuning in monitor on your NBC station. In north central Wisconsin, the station is WSAU Warsaw. Back with you next Saturday, so hang in there. Meantime, love and ciao.